Are you tired of working with generic IT providers that rely on you to be the expert? Arc IT goes beyond just fixing your tech headaches. They specialize in proactive IT management, BIM support, and data security for architecture firms. The team at Arc IT gets your tech so you can focus on doing your best work. Whether you're a small firm of 10 or a growing practice with 50 or more employees, unleash the full potential of your creative vision with Arc IT. Visit getarcit.com and schedule your free IT assessment today. Did you miss us?
We're waiting all our life for this!
This is Spaces Podcast, where we aim to elevate the appreciation and understanding of the spaces we occupy every day. Hello, my name is Demetrius. This is Michelle.
Hey, everyone.
This is Jason.
Hey, guys.
Thank you for coming back. Season 2 underway. Oh, it's so good to get this going again. So, we'll start with you, Michelle. Michelle, how has, what have you been up to since we've been out of commission for a while?
Let's see, the last time we recorded was right before the new year, correct?
Yes.
So, in the last few months, I did a large trip down to Antarctica. Went to Chile, which is an amazing place with some pretty inspiring infrastructure, if you can believe that.
Really?
Wouldn't have expected that.
Been working away. Just actually did a backpacking trip, my first time backpacking, down to the bottom of the Grand Canyon. So a little bit of travel, a little bit of work.
And a promotion, right?
A promotion, yep. So all good.
Nice. You've been getting after it.
I'm not that cool.
what have you been up to, Jason?
So it's all about kids and sports and piano recitals and stuff of that nature.
Yeah.
So my son, our hockey team, our little hockey team this year is pretty cool. Won 4 or 5 championships. Capstone won states, which is a lot of fun. And won an international tournament, which I think I talked about before. But we were looking back on everything we had done. It was kind of crazy. So we're going through tryouts now, which a lot of people, you know, especially in youth sports, like they start going through tryouts competitive and parents get nuts because they think their 10-year-old's being scouted by NHL, you know, scouts already. That is obviously not the case. So we deal with a lot of that drama and just trying to keep, you know, family life going, work life going. We had some stuff happen for us at work. The first time we actually we sold. Our owner sold to a private equity firm. So we just went through that. Cool. So we're dealing. Yeah, it's a really neat experience. It's going to be really good for us and a couple of us especially. But yeah, so definitely action packed, but nothing like going to, you know, Chile or going backpacking or going somewhere where it's freaking cold. My wife and I did go to Hawaii again. So, you know, the two of us did that on our own, which was nice. We haven't done that in a while. But other than that, plugging through.
Cool.
What about you, man?
So I've been busy, and I apologize to the listeners. We had to shut down for a little bit because I needed.
What are you running your own business or something now?
Yeah, yeah. Two businesses.
Yeah.
So I needed to switch back to the business that actually brings in money for the time being.
Smart.
So I have been cranking away on a bunch of projects, some renovations. Got one that's a ground up house. Doing some consulting and, you know, just been slammed.
Whatever needed to pay those bills, right?
Yeah, exactly. So,
good for you.
I kind of booked in a little bit of a lull so we can jumpstart this thing, but yeah, just been busy.
That's fun.
Yeah. So if you're interested, you can check out, my website, houseoflines.com, and lines is spelled LYNES. That's houseoflines.com. And other than that, I wanted to make a few announcements going into this second season. First off, speaking of websites, check out our updated website for spacespodcast.com. New layout, a lot of new features. So check that out. And we got links to everything, including our new YouTube page. So check us out there on YouTube. We'll be posting videos of some of our interviews and clips from our recordings. So you'll get a lot of additional content coming up this year. Then we're going to do on Instagram, if you don't follow us already, check us out on Instagram. We're going to be doing Tuesday trivia. So after every Tuesday, after we post each episode, we'll have trivia questions about that episode. And by the end of the season, or towards the end of the season, we'll have the winner of that trivia appear as a guest with us on what we're hoping to do is a live stream episode for our final episode. So make sure you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, where else?
Twitter,
and our website, All Spaces Podcast, everywhere. So you can stay up on all that information, because when we get to that point, we'll need to get emails to invite people. So stay connected, and we'll get all of this stuff going. And last but not least, wanted to give a shout out to one of our listeners who contacted us on Instagram, Juan Pablo Ambris. He wanted a shout out, so I told him that in order to get a shout out on the episode, he had to promote the show to 5 friends. I think he ended up doing like 10 or something. So thanks, Juan Pablo. And if anyone's interested, you can follow him at JP Ambris. It's AMBRIZ on Instagram. Okay, so now we got that out of the way. Looking forward to season 2. What are you guys looking forward to? Or kind of a peek behind the curtain. We've already recorded a few episodes. If not something you're looking forward to, what has been your favorite episode so far?
Multi-sport facilities.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that. I think that'll be a lot of fun.
Michelle, you have an episode that you're either looking forward to or a favorite that we've done already?
Okay. So I actually really enjoyed recording the Spaces Needle.
Space Needle.
The Space Needle. Yeah, sorry. Spaces podcast pun intended.
Yeah, as a recovery.
No one really knew about the implementation of what was to come. So when it went from sketch to all of a sudden this vertical structure going 600 feet in the air, it was what is happening. So it was more of just a surprise for the overall culture of the Pacific Northwest rather than something that was resistance. Cause I don't think anybody really had the notification of knowing about it. Rather than it's like, I know something's coming. And then all of a sudden this steel vertical structure started to go up and they're like, what is that? And it was really a cool time, actually.
I really enjoyed, actually, the slow space movement conversation. Yeah. Just having guests on, I think, is creating a fun dynamic for this podcast.
Yeah, and with Meta.
Yes.
You know, just making the point. And, like, really, I'm just making, like, I'm no chemical engineer. I don't know what's in spray foam. I just see the guys in the suits and I can figure it out.
That's legit. Yeah, I totally understand. That makes sense. You got gas masks on and everything. Something's up. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then I used the test of like, okay, like how much would I freak out if my kid was gnawing on that building material? Well, if it was a piece of wood, I wouldn't be freaking out that much. Yeah. Okay. But if it was a piece of pressure treated, or if it was like they were gnawing on the foam, you know, then I would be really freaking out.
And I'm looking forward to the high-end custom home podcast. And I would love for us to find maybe an architect or a custom home builder. You know, we live in Orange County and I live in Newport Beach. And every single day in my neighborhood, there's a new house that is either being renovated or torn down altogether and rebuilt. And there's so many different custom home builders in our community, and I think it would be great to get someone to come in here and just talk about that process.
Yeah.
What about you, man?
I really enjoyed the mini-series that we put together focused in on architecture. Had some great guests, pretty big names in the industry, sit down and discuss kind of globally where we are in architecture, so it's sort of a state of the union.
discussing design, small firm, large firm, and the future of architecture, discussing other things you can do like podcasts and writing books and YouTube and all these other things. So looking forward to getting that out. And besides that, just to give our listeners a little insight, we have, besides the episodes we mentioned, we have accessory dwelling units, which was a specific request from one of our listeners, behavioral and mental health facilities, discussing communities and kind of large scale planning, net zero homes, cannabis facilities, and stadiums. So we got a lot planned for you this year. Looking forward to you guys listening, and just stay tuned. Jason, you look like you have something to say.
No, I was just kind of thinking of saying bye-bye, because you say like hello, so not a whole lot going on up in here.
On that note, stay tuned and check back with us next week.
Goodbye.
That sounds good.
Thanks. And thank you again for hanging out with us. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe. And while you're there, please rate, like the show, and forward a link to your friend. Your support is the only way that the show grows. Don't forget to check out spacespodcast.com for more info. But before you go, next time on Spaces Podcast.
What is reality that is really shaping our buildings or our ideas? You know, is it this reality that comes from the client, that they want to have a certain house, for example, they have a certain brief for you? Is reality the budgeting of a project, or is there a more objective reality for architects to build for? You know, how does a building influence our natural surrounding? How does it influence our ecosystem? Mm-hmm. How are we combining nature with our building?
Calling all AEC professionals. Get ready for unparalleled professional insights with detailed and original podcasts by RCAT. This is the podcast that brings you the untold stories and lessons learned behind the design and delivery of a building project. Hey, it's Charisse Lakeside, aka the CSI Kraken, and your host. Join me as we dive deep into the tales of conflict, triumph, and sheer ingenuity.
Yeah, so when Serena was named for the, it was going to be named for the building, you know, we really were able to work with teams at Nike Branding and how to really infuse her influence and identity in the very public spaces.
Detailed features architects, engineers, builders, and manufacturers who spill the beans on the most complex, interesting, and downright odd building conditions they've encountered.
Another challenge of the shuttle is actually putting it in launch position is how you brace that seismically. It's really supported by only two pins at the base of the booster rockets. And there's a large base isolator that's underneath the shuttle that kind of prevents it from moving too much in an earthquake.
When you have 600 people or 300 people in a room, acoustically you really need a high floor to floor so that you can have the right acoustic environment for people to be able to talk, and that speech intelligibility is really good.
Every episode unveils lessons learned and connects you to the products you need to navigate similar challenges. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Detailed today and be prepared for the unexpected on your next project. Every building has a story, and we are here to tell it.